Shannon McGuire is one of our new inventions. She's an animatronic version of a poet who writes poetry 2.0. And her book, Furl Parachute, came out last year, and she has been intriguing people ever since. Since that time, Shannon's written 50 books, and they will be scheduled in due course. Her follow-up book, Murmurs, will be published by Book Thug in the fall of 2015. Please welcome Shannon McGuire.
Thanks so much, Jay and Hazel. And also, I realized that, like, there hasn't been a thing done. The birthday song hasn't been done. And I think that, like, the 10-year birthday song could be done, and it doesn't have to be done in a linear or even, like, recognizable way. So I think that I'm going to give you all, like, 15 seconds to improvise, like, a birthday song, a 10-year birthday song for Jay and Hazel and Book Thug. So on your mark, get set. Excellent. Thank you. Brilliant. Sweet. So I decided to do the obnoxious thing, which was like to choose a poem at the last minute that I hadn't printed out. And this is like from this third project that I'm doing. And so if I'd got my shit together when, you know, I was young, I could have been a medievalist, but I didn't learn Latin soon enough or well enough. So instead, like, my Furl Parachute was based on an old English poem. Murmurs is based on an Exploda Sistina form. And then I've got this, like, other project that I'm, like, my side project, which is, like, based on all these, like, all these medieval texts. But in the middle of it, I also kind of veer into, like, rewriting The Tame of the Shrew. And then I rewrite Christine de Pizan through kind of, like, she was a Middle French feminist who, well, proto-feminist who took on Augustine and rewrote the Book of the City of God into the Book of the City of Ladies. And I rewrote Christine de Pizan into the Book of the City of Shrews and decided that I would also, like, all of the poems would be lyric because I, like, can't just do one thing. I have to undo everything I do. So this one is from that, and it's called This Is Not a Roadkill Poem. And it's a lyric, so, like, close your ears or whatever. At 16, we were the girl, thin leafy sea dragon, whiskey brazen, frozen in mimic octopus, tracks by a sight so not allowed that the door let in 3 feet of snow before someone latched its little lure. There, on the card-swept coffee table, our best friend's dad performed an operation on a corpse. And there is no way of writing this other than to note that the book peeking from our knapsack, bandaged in half-melted snow, was The Wars. Why, yes. There was an apricot carpet, but she was no Lady Jewelt. And her dad busily extracted one deer heart as a token in a blustery quest for the future cardiologist. One that accumulated freezer burn in a Ziploc at the very bottom of the deep freeze underneath other failed measures. The impossible noise of what kind of saw was dangling and we easy prey in the air, and we fell down like nothing onto her quilted bed, closing our eyes against time and the rabbits And we were sure that they'd be asking us to kill now that Rowena had mind melded with the deer behind our eyelids. In another poem, incredible stealth, shaken with incredible patience, might result in a 16-year-old self driving a ferocious skidoo and eating the fish she blends in with. But striking off animals and women and men who carry doomed but live menageries into combat, we asked how to begin to empty it all onto the table without lifting the sleeping saw covering the mouse pad. Why, even when we run to the city and dance flamingo-tongued snail tangos, none of our disguises cover the spikes of our words, and our nets are the limit of our world. This is not a roadkill poem. It's much more sinister. This one is, like, different. It's called Race. It's from my book of Exploded Sistina. So instead of there being 36 lines in this poem, there's 36 poems in this book. Well, sorry, 39 lines in the poem, 39 poems in the book. Yeah, I can do math when I haven't been in three cities in one day. And this is one of six called Race. The woe the night, my, I, hewing moth, 18 who my, enemy o thy, you, hoeing myth, emote hinge why, eyeing them who, theme eyeing how, we hogtie him, enemy white hog, enemy woe thigh, you money thigh, emote nigh why, the hay mowing, we honey mite, I women thigh, enemy height ow, weeny tome high, weeny moat high, I height moan, we homey thing, we hunting myth, eighth women ye, eighth money we, hoeing time we, hogtie him we, eight honey moo, eight hue money, meat hoeing why, theme honey wing, witty a omen, witty ham eon, meat hoeing why, 80 hen meow, I eighth moan, emote hue hay, 80 home new, you homey knight, 8 why omen, we eyeing moth, witty hem eon, 80 a women, you hogtie him, you honey mite, I wet homing, the hay mowing, witty time eon, theme you hoggin, ego wine time, g hen whim toy, g hay him wat, g wine myth ho, g hay who might, the a owing my, we 80 my no, theme hey no wing, theme ye wing hun, the mine go why, the hinge my ow, the weight my no. And this is like one from Furl Parachute that I never read because requires two voices, and it's also kind of a procedural. So Michael Field, who is this, like, these two lesbians in the 19th century, and they wrote under this pseudonym, did this book that had its own procedures, actually, and then I just kind of yoinked a bunch of them. So The book was called Underneath the Bough, and I borrowed Mucklow Procedure, which I'm not going to name, and then did my own kind of versions of these. And then there was also this thing at the time that I was writing it. There was this oil spill, you know, the BP kind of oil spill. And then I was thinking of BP nickel, and I was like, oh, it's like, this is my BP nickel spill. So anyways, here it is. Invocation. Fruits encompass, do thee ring ring thee, a thee, by encompass fruits, grasshoppers, thee. The first one, underneath thou fateful, thou illumined purple gusher coast, summer climb thou largest offshore, thou but burning through round but gusher surface, buds flushed cup, purple burning, blushes triumph, cup up juice round, slick covers and surface, beauty under laughing, sounds bounds thou a surface, through though thou tune, universe sound mute, clouds thou unconfined refulent, water hundreds, full up tortured gurge urge species, immense plumes, transmute surge couch, slick conditions, sounds cruel sudden estuaries, found mound buzzing full, sand filled, cups laughed shut, outdance through touch, shoreline stop spilling, outdance upon shout furled sea, curled our caught sound subsea, translucent intrusion unnoted wood. And then this is a problem. Okay, nurse not rain, burning wine drops and drain round underneath wings in water up to wind kingdom, shows billowing flames, swinging ancient ultra-deep water, sound in rain, dances nimbler than and on at a water depth of, listen, in unconfined heat, and so near breach in silence as subsea, transmute broken sound afloating, remission sound rends below sea level, wings wondrous when hanging, burning, and woodbine tiny upon winter, purple stained and fountain drained and end and lane green again and gulf water column nodding then and dance another deep buds fluid rose flush unfed underneath bend discrowned heads a bubble of maidens in land in sound bound to shore coast doth freedom sound bird death deep sand subsurface hand drifted tortured purple stained feathered end and friendship descend dwelled erased mud with seawater earthquake tumbled an ancient surface defaced and wind find wind and overtread dead and quickened headstone found red nodding stood and closed and danced and dance dances and directly out dances heads and dares out dances and woodbind and furled curled and sound and thanks.